Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Aaron Updike. Aaron, looking at the recent graphic you guys tweeted out this morning, looks like really the entire state is under some threat of severe weather at some point today. How does that break down for us?
Yeah, so we've got some general thunderstorms this afternoon, even until later parts of this morning. But the real risk that we're looking at is tonight as a line of thunderstorms moves through from northwest to southeast. With that, it looks like it's going to reach the Lafayette area by around 7 to 8 p.m., and then it'll slowly move to the southeast, impacting parts of the metro in that 9 to 11 p.m. time frame, and then down into further southern portions of Indiana later in the night.
Okay, and it looks like, is it the northern part of the state that you guys think might have the greatest risk of seeing severe weather?
Yeah, because as that line moves through overnight, it's going to start seeing some inhibiting factors, and with that, the severe risk will go down. So earlier on, the severe risk will be higher than later on in the night, and that earlier on will be up in the northwest portion of central Indiana.
What are some of the biggest risks and threats we need to look out for?
The primary threat we're looking at is damaging wind gusts. There will be a small threat of hail and also a threat of some isolated flooding, especially if you get prolonged thunderstorms, prolonged heavy rain. But the main threat we're looking at is those damaging wind gusts.
Okay. What about chances for tornadoes?
We're not really seeing a risk of tornadoes with this. Now, we can't rule out an isolated tornado, but the primary threat will be wind instead of tornadoes.
And what do you guys envision happening on Tuesday? Any more storm chances sticking around then?
There might be some lingering showers and maybe an occasional thunderstorm in the morning on Tuesday, but we'll have a cold front that'll be moving through that should push off the rain into more Ohio-Kentucky region by the afternoon on Tuesday.
Okay, and what does the rest of the week look like?
The rest of the week looks fairly dry. We're going to see seasonal temperatures in the low to mid-80s, but dry all the way through the weekend.
Things got pretty muggy over the weekend at times. Humidity kind of increased. What's the humidity going to be like during this severe storm period and later on?
Yeah, so the humidity is going to stay high today, and that's what's fueling those thunderstorms to develop. But as that front moves through tonight into tomorrow morning, those dew points will drop, and it should feel much more comfortable tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday.
All right. And then looking at potential rain amounts, do you guys see any sort of amount totals that might stand out to you, like an inch, inch and a half? What are you guys looking at there?
Yeah, I mean, in general, especially in northwest portions, they could see upwards of inch and a half. Now, there might be higher amounts depending on where those thunderstorms do track over and if we get multiple thunderstorms over the same area. But in general, yeah, that inch is about right.
Well, that's all I can think of. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that'll be all. Just stay weather aware today.
All right. He is meteorologist Aaron Updike with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Aaron, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
No problem.